I'm Bill LeMay, News Talk 680 WPTF. Well, let's talk about something that I think is incredibly important because I'm a father. I'm a grandfather, too, but let's keep that low-key. But my kids and my grandkids have an opportunity here for something a lot better than I know I'm going to get. We've talked at length about Social Security, and I want to introduce you to Nicole Devenish, who's the Communications Director for the White House. And, Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for spending some time with us.
Of course.
I got to say I was a little disappointed in that our Republicans in Congress didn't get out and do a little better swing job. The Democrats were out in force. But where do we stand now? It seems as though that the Social Security issue, because there is a lot of rhetoric, from your perspective, are we making headway on this? Well, give us a quick overview.
Well, first, I think it's great that you spend time talking about this issue. There's nothing else out there of this level of importance to every generation. Seniors need to be engaged because they need to understand that there's a lot of misinformation out there that special interests are trying to use the age-old tactics of distortion and scaring people. But I think we're heartened by polls that show that seniors are smart enough to see through the spin, and they understand that the president's plan for saving Social Security will have no bearing on the benefits they receive. And that's not to say that they aren't very important to this debate. They understand better than anybody how important a secure retirement is. So, that's an important thing to point out. The other is, you know, we've been at this for about 6 weeks. The president, in his State of the Union address at the beginning of February, laid out a very ambitious objective and a challenge to Congress to take on the looming problem facing Social Security's finances. And for anyone that isn't an expert in bend points and the formula that figures out the benefits, here's, you know, in a nutshell what the system's facing. In 2018, about the horizon that any parent of a two-year-old who's already thinking about, oh gosh, someday I'm going to have to pay for college, would plan financially for their family. 2018, the system starts to pay out more in benefits to retirees than it takes in. So that's the beginning of the end of a period where Social Security operated in surplus. And people that talk about that being some point way out in the distance have a real misunderstanding of government's obligations to our citizens.
No, I agree. Well, let me ask you some of the things that I've been hearing. I know through the callers, they have questions and are concerned about. What I'm hearing Democrats on the talking head network shows, they're saying privatization destroying Social Security, both of which is untrue, correct?
Right. There's no White House a person or any ally of the White House that believes in privatization. That's a myth that's out there. When we talk about personal savings accounts, we talk about working within the Social Security system, but just letting younger workers have a little more control, a little more say over where the taxes they're already paying are invested. And we are opposed to privatization. I don't even know what our opponents of reform are talking about, but that is not what the president is advocating, and that is not the policy of this White House. What we are suggesting is that the money that is already, if anyone looks at their check and sees what's taken out for Social Security, it would be that same pool of money the taxes we're already paying would go into a personal account, so we'd have our names on them, and we'd get to make some decisions about conservative stock and bond funds that we could choose from to let our money earn a better rate of return.
Now, how do we pay for this? I'm hearing there's transitional costs, yet I saw a study from a Nobel Prize-winning economist who says, no, there is no transitional cost. In fact, you're just basically refinancing. What's the real story?
I mean, the cost that we should all be worried about is the $10 trillion unfunded liability that we're facing with Social Security. There is a room full of IOUs. People have this notion that there is a trust fund full of, I don't know, gold coins or dollar bills or money sitting somewhere. But Social Security is a system that is paid for as we go along. So the current payees pay the benefits for the current retirees. So the cost people should be gravely concerned about is the more than $10 trillion in money owed to future retirees, to future generations. That's something that the government can't pay for. So if we do nothing, there is a promise that that people will receive a 30% cut in our benefits. If we act now, we can make reforms, we can put the system on a path to solvency, and we can actually, with a personal account, give young people an opportunity to earn more.
Well, if anybody has a 401k or a pension plan outside of it, they know how the... I've heard this, and you can explain it for me. I've heard our friends on the left say, look, and I think there's a little bit of truth to this, is that if you elect to take whatever percentage up to 1,000 or whatever it might end up being and put it in a personal account, you not only forfeit that benefit in Social Security, it's the interest you would accrue. Could you explain that? I'm really kind of silly with numbers anyway, but some of it makes sense to me. Some of it I know is absolutely scaring some folks. What's the story on that?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's important to remember that this is all going to be worked out hand in hand with the Congress. And when we're at the point where we are talking about a solution, you know, we're still here at the White House very focused on making sure people understand why there's a problem and why we have to act. But when we turn to the solution, there will be a wide-ranging, I think, national discussion that I hope everyone will pay attention to and that you'll spend a lot of time talking about the solution. But one of the ideas that we put forward on the personal account is that once you've put the system, the Social Security system, on the path to solvency, and you've made an adjustment in benefits, the President said today that the personal accounts don't in and of themselves make the system solvent. So we have to look at fixing the system, and then we have to look at...
Which we'd have to do regardless.
Right. Well, right. If we want the system to continue to exist, we have to make reforms.
Right.
And the President today talked about Posen, who's got a plan out there, who has a plan for really securing the safety net for lower income seniors and making other reforms for higher income retirees. And that's just one of many ideas out there. Senator Hagel had an idea for raising the retirement age. There are other ideas out there in Congress from Democrats and Republicans for making the system solvent. Now, on the account side, there are a lot of ideas out there. Some Democrats have an idea for putting 2% of those payroll taxes in accounts. Our proposal was to put 4% of the payroll taxes you pay into the personal account and to let that money earn a greater rate of return in the personal investment account. So if you look at the miracle of the of compounding interest, I think the President has an example of someone with an average salary of $25,000 or $35,000 through his lifetime of working could earn $250,000 in a personal retirement account over the course of his lifetime. This would apply to a younger worker, of course.
Of course, and those who have found that out are angry now that they haven't been able to do it all along.
You know what makes me laugh? I wonder if we're going to get to a point where right now we talk about people born before 1950 are held harmless or they're not affected. I think that we're gonna when people really understand the opportunity we have here with the personal accounts and how necessary they are once we put the system on track to be solvent and secure, I think there'll be a lot of people that are disappointed that they didn't have this opportunity.
Well, I'm one of them now. And Nicole, I'm fortunately out of time, but I certainly would like to talk to you again. And this is going to be a conversation we're going to be talking a lot about. And I appreciate the time.
Anytime. We're delighted you're talking about such an important issue.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.